Governor Paul LePage is in a standoff with legislative leaders over an emergency bill designed to ensure that minors won't have access to marijuana. The governor says he won't sign it until the legislature fixes other problems with the citizen-initiated law that legalizes the drug. But as Steve Missler reports, lawmakers say the governor's request came late, and the bill sitting on his desk already gives him part of what he wants.
The emergency bill unanimously approved by the legislature fixes a drafting error in the marijuana law that could allow minors to legally possess the drug. It also delays retail sales of marijuana until next year, so state officials have more time to develop regulations. Lawmakers fast-tracked the bill, hoping LePage would sign it before the marijuana law takes effect on Monday. But the bill is ensnared in a perplexing political dispute. LePage told reporters he won't sign it because lawmakers defeated an amendment that would allow the state's liquor agency to take over rulemaking for retail sales.
They could easily fix it. They had an amendment today. They killed the amendment, then they passed the bill.
The amendment transferred licensing and rulemaking authority from the state's agriculture department to the agency that regulates alcohol. But the bill passed unanimously by lawmakers Thursday already allows the agriculture department to delegate rulemaking to the alcohol oversight agency. The bill does not include $1.6 million that the governor wants to begin the rules process. But Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau says a public hearing on the governor's request will take place soon. Thibodeau also said his office made multiple attempts to keep the governor updated, despite LePage's claim he was left in the dark. The bill was also the focus of several work sessions and a public hearing. The governor's office didn't participate in any of them, and a review of the committee file shows no testimony was submitted by his office either. Thibodeau said the marijuana law has a lot of problems, but the bill addresses the most pressing ones.
The goal of the bill, obviously, is to deal with the immediate issues surrounding public safety, and I think that the committee kept things pretty tight to that.
Meanwhile, Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon of Freeport criticized LePage for not acting before the flawed marijuana initiative becomes legal on Monday.
I can't predict what happens at that point, but I know it's not safe. As a parent, I know it's not safe. I think every person in this state should be outraged.
On Thursday, LePage brushed off the doomsday scenario.
Any concerns about the Monday deadline?
Not for me.
Will you veto it?
The law is the law. The people passed it. I don't see what the problem is. I'm more concerned with heroin.
Later, the governor's Twitter account appeared to mock Gideon, tweeting at her, quote, "The clock is ticking. The governor has 10 days to act on the emergency repair bill. It will become law if he doesn't sign it." For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.